Destination Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Life is short and the world is wide. There are thousands of odd, quirky places to go and things to see at home and abroad. Buckle up. This is Destination Unknown.
All aboard!
Here's your tour guide, Elizabeth Doherty.
The way I'm feeling lately, I think we should know everything, right? Transparency.
Yeah, total transparency.
Then you want to go to the secret city in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Okay.
You know why it's called the secret city?
No.
It was the secret city built by the Manhattan Project.
You're right.
So, it was chosen for its remote location, and it was established by the U.S. government in 1942 to serve as a home base to the Manhattan Project.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what the Manhattan Project is?
Well, we know that the German scientists came over in 1945. Before that, though, in 1942, the Manhattan Project was launched. And what it was a concerted effort between the United States, Canada, and Great Britain to develop the United States nuclear program to end the war with Germany and obviously with Japan as well. So they set up a community, this community that you're mentioning, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, as the home base for the scientific research in conjunction with what was being done at Los Alamos out in New Mexico.
It was chosen because it was remote and it was built basically from scratch. It initially had about 3,000 people in it,
mm-hmm.
which ballooned to about 75,000 workers and residents. And on the surface, it looked like just a happy little town, right? Like Pleasantville?
Sure.
And they had a whole bunch of stuff to do, grocery stores, orchestra, but there were a bunch of guard towers. There was a perimeter fence around it. Inside the fence, it looked like Pleasantville.
In fact, one of its nicknames, you said the secret city. It's also known as the city behind the fence.
So everybody in the town was quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
Does this sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
And the thing was, they said, well, who would want to leave when everything was right there for them? You know, secret city, dome city, what's
sure.
the difference? Just doesn't have a dome over it. But anyway, they had comfortable homes, stable employment. And it wasn't until we dropped the atomic bomb on Japan that the citizens realized how horrible the whole thing was.
And what they had been working on, and they didn't even realize it. That's the part that is surprising, most surprising.
And aren't there some parallels to that now?
Yes.
People don't realize what they're contributing to.
They're just contributing to government projects that are in conjunction with private industry, and they don't really see
the... That's exactly what happened here.
...bigger picture.
So I thought this was a really important trip.
Uh-huh.
So you can go see it for $5. You have to give an ID, and you go on a tour hosted by the American Museum of Science and Energy, and you get to see the old graphite reactors, the museum. Pretty interesting.
One of the places that you can visit is the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. It's a nuclear and high-tech research establishment. In 2018, IBM and ORNL unveiled something called Summit, which is the world's fastest supercomputer, twice as fast as previous computers, capable of 200 trillion calculations per second.
We got a lot of data to keep track of.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have a festival, the Secret City Festival, which is in every June. Of course, it was canceled this year, but it's already on for next year.
It sounds like an amazing city, and it's beautiful. And
yep.
If it weren't for its odd past, it would just be one of those mountain towns that just developed naturally. But wow, what a history. If you're really into that World War II effort by the United States to win at all costs, this is a city, a historical city to visit. So
well, the
I'd
way
love to.
The vets view it, there's not many World War II vets left.
Right.
But the way they viewed it was they felt like they really didn't have a choice. If they were going to win the war, they had to do that. And they tried to warn Japan and everything. several times.
Well, there's your destination unknown for today.
Educational.
I like that. I mean, that's the type of DU, destination unknown, that I really like.
Better than the history of urology?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yes, as a matter of fact, it is much better. Much more pleasant.
We are compiling our destination unknown segments on the website at foodnationradio.com. Also, we have lots of videos and recipes and interviews and all sorts of information. And definitely sign up for our email newsletter, which we are putting together. We want to make it really short and sweet and just the newest information for you about what's going on in the food supply. So go to foodnationradio.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll be here next week, same time, right here.
Miss any part of the show? Go to foodnationradio.com and click podcast. Or tap the Listen Now button for 10 years of Food Nation Radio shows, podcasts, and interviews. All the links are on foodnationradio.com.
Thank you.
Want to keep up with the latest food news? Then sign up for Food Nation Radio's newsletter. Elizabeth covers industry news and recipes, too.
Strawberry shortcake with whipped cream and more. That's just a sample of some of the recipes you'll get.
Plus interviews, show highlights, and even a segment on how to grow it yourself.
I promise not to spam you, hide in your closet, or haunt you.
It's the Food Nation Radio newsletter, and it's free. Sign up at foodnationradio.com. That is foodnationradio.com.
So join
today. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.